Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 24th day of August, 2018, 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, if you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's just finding so much smoke. I guess it's choking. You can't even get no heat through. It is just, it's nasty, people, just nasty. I don't want to get into it. I just really don't want to get into it. It makes me want to puke. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into. We're going to define religion by Old Winston Dictionary, and we'll do that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. You know, the last week or so, I've been trying to, you know, just stay completely away from the people who are not in this for the Bill of Rights and the common law, and are not going to join in getting our rights to our own beliefs and our rights to justice and our rights to our property back, and you know, the people that have other agendas. But when I hear something that I disagree with, and it's being publicized in the public square, you're going to hear about it. Now, this morning, Mark defined, he said that the common law was biblical law. And I'm here to tell you it ain't biblical law. It is that Bill of Rights. It is that common law. It is the common law. It is the maximums. It is the procedures. It is the common law complete. And it is not, the people that believe that it was inspired by God, well, good for you. I mean, if that works for you and it makes it happen for you. But I understand what these people want. And I'm going to tell you why it ain't possible. This is what this is all about. Now, the first article to the People's Bill of Rights says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. Now, the Bill of Rights was, it was ratified. I mean, it was put into the Constitution through the Congress. I mean, you know, the Congress voted on it. It was put through the whole system. It was the ratification, the whole nine yards. But respecting the establishment of a religion, and you know, I've heard him talk about it before, and he said that, well, they meant Christianity, but well, still, even at that, where do you find this in these articles? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. What is religion defined as? The recognition of man's relation to a divine or superhuman power to whom obedience and reverence are due, faith and allegiance to a god or gods. The outward acts or practices of life by which men indicate their recognition of such relation. Any system of faith and worship as the religions of the Greeks, Hindus, and the Mohammedans, specifically conformity to the teachings of the Bible, Christianity, faith and practice, effort by man to attain the goodness of God. Conscientious devotion to some principle. Okay, now when it says that there should be no, in this country, this shall not, what it's saying is there shall be no religious state. You could say that the common law is separate from the government that we created, and it truly is. But what separates it from the government is the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the people's law. So, I mean, you can't have it both ways. And I know I've been thinking about it long and hard and what this really comes down to and what, you know, the major beefs here are. And it comes down to things like the abortion laws. Now, if the state cannot make any law, if everything has to go through the common law, as I say it has to, as the Bill of Rights says it has to, you have to provide the procedural due process, which means there has to. It can't be the state making a rule that if you break that rule, the state can come and punish you or hold you to account. They were always separate. The state was to protect your right to self-governance. Now, if Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, that means no religion. I mean, but you can have, but, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means everybody can believe whatever they want. I mean, religion, we already defined there. I mean, when they're talking about religion in here, they're not talking about, even if the word religion in there meant Christianity, it would still say you couldn't establish it as any kind of state law. And this is I think this is where the rub is, man. I think the rub is that there's just certain things that you're just going to have to accept that we believe in. You know, on the issue of abortion, it's like anything else. It's a man and a woman. What it comes down to is by what authority can one American national take authority over another American national or gain jurisdiction for an outcome, for a just outcome, a lawful just outcome? And it has to be a single complainant. There are two litigants. You know, there has to be somebody complaining, and the complainant cannot be the state. And if the Bill of Rights stands as it is, you could make no law such laws. I mean, if we could make this such a wonderful country if we had done what our founders wanted us to do, and we'd have had the riches of our country, our people were good. They were good people, and most of them were Christian. They were good people. But if we'd have stuck to the Bill of Rights, man, there were so many ways that we could have made things so much more different to the point of people. I mean, this whole thing of the abortion thing, the massacre of the babies, you know, and all this stuff. Again, how was this all about? Nobody wants to talk about, everybody wants to talk about the end result of the problem, but they do not want to talk about how it all come about. And how did it come about? I mean, we allowed international communists to come into this goddamn country. And one of the apparatuses is just like with the fags. All of this stuff kind of ties together. The fags, the abortion, the transvestites, all the sick shit that we all hate. And it was, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you exactly who, and no, anybody wants to come up and argue, I'm here. The churches brought you the fags. The churches brought you the transvestites. The churches brought you the abortion. They were the moral authority in this country, and they were accepted by, not because a government was enforcing it on the people, it was because it was the people's choice. The churches were all privately owned. The churches are the only institutions that stood on an equal par with an American national as a sovereign we're all like sovereign countries. Each one of us, a king and a queen, and the churches were the same. And, you know, just like the queer marriage, man. I mean, the boy, a lot of people like to attack that. Two men get married, how sick, and forced to marry men. They could have never been forced to be married in a church. Had the church stayed sovereign, like the people, none of this shit they could be doing to us could have been done to us had we held our sovereignty, held our right to self-determination, our right to the fact that that government was supposed to stay the fuck over there in that 10-mile square and never have nothing to do with, no jurisdiction, no authority over us, nor that state, not even that local municipality can, if they couldn't follow the due process in the Bill of Rights. How did they get around it? The churches. Why does the church today have to marry two fags? Ask yourself that question. Now, a church that would have stayed sovereign as a sovereign body within the protection of the Bill of Rights under the first article, you can make them marry two men. They had the right to excommunicate. The church was actually the pastor's house, the house of worship for the people in the community. It was usually on somebody's property. But the thing is, it was sovereign. No, there was no outside force that could come in. It was within the common law. Even if two people in the church had a beef, the only way that one could get jurisdiction over the other is through the common law. But the church could not be touched. The church was, the reason they didn't do this to open the door for, 10 zillion religions to come in and start killing everybody over everybody else's belief. They did it for just the opposite reason, to keep the country what it was in its founding. The morality that was there, they wanted to hold on to it. They wanted us to stay a moral people. And if the church was always sovereign and there was none of these outside dirty influence, because they knew, they just escaped the Church of England, which was the government of England, and the Church of England was the government of the church. This is why it was put there, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. That means that the church and the state could never come together. That could ever, and this was to protect the church. So that the government could never get into the workings of the church, because they knew, the anti-federalists knew how they would do it. They knew the mechanisms they would use to infiltrate the church, to destroy the morality, to destroy the country, to destroy us. But it was the churches themselves that went and took the 501c3. It's just like when they suggested taking the gold. It should have been war right there. I guarantee you the first church that did this volunteered, because there could have been no law passed. It's a direct violation of the first clause of the first article. And see the other part, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means the church was free to exercise its beliefs and whatever it did. However it chose, whatever the beliefs were those people. And we talked about this with the schools. Most of the schools started in the churches, because they were privately owned, and there was no government. Where did the government ever get the right to tell you what to teach your children? The churches. The churches turned the schooling over. It went straight from the churches, and that's when they started 501c3 and up. In fact, is when they started making the schools and started, you know, gaining property and power and influence beyond. But they had the ultimate power if they were true to what they believed, if they were true to real morality. If that was their intent, was to keep our morality and keep it intact, they had it. They couldn't be touched. But immoral.
Henry?
Yes, go ahead.
So a criminal's running down the road. He just robbed a bank, and the cop's chasing him, and he runs into the church. So the priest can tell the cop he can't come in.
Well, no.
Now, this is sovereign.
What he could do, he can lend the sanctuary of the church until a proper warrant, that was by another American nationalist, because he robbed somebody down the street. That guy's got rights too, and the church's rights were not superior to the individual's, but they were sure as hell equal. It would be like if somebody ran into my house. I mean, no difference. Somebody runs into my house, a cop's chasing him, whoa, you stop right there. All right, now you show me a warrant for this person. You identify this person. You've gone through the procedure. You've the procedural due process. You've obtained a warrant. You have a signed affidavits and stuff. I have to comply with the common law. And the church would have to, too. I know I've heard this stuff. That comes from the Catholic Church's sanctuary bullshit. And that might be, you know, like for international stuff. But within the confines of the common law of this country, when you're presented with that, if you are presented with a lawful document from the common law court, that would be like telling me that the church is going to try. It's just what they're trying to do now, that the church can trump the government can't trump the authority of the individual, but the church can. No, the church couldn't. The church was on an even keel. The church was a sovereign. It was like a sovereign nation. Each one of us is like a sovereign nation, but when the proper paperwork is filed, we have to have a route to justice no matter what the situation. And if the constable comes up and he says, or if he's in hot pursuit, he might have to wait. That guy could go in that church and he could say, I'm taking sanctuary. They don't have no paperwork on me. And the pastor could say, well, he's in here and he ain't going nowhere. He's in the church. And I mean, if he shot somebody, I mean, that's a felon. That would be, you know, chasing somebody, and he'd have a gun or something. It'd be up to the priest or the church. But it'd be like my own home here. If somebody come running into my house and they're unarmed and somebody's chasing them, just because they're chasing them doesn't mean the guy getting chased is in the wrong and the guy doing the chasing is in the right. That's why we have the law. So they would go to the law and they would get he'd say, okay. He'd just surround the church. He'd go down, he'd go and have the warrant. He'd swear out the warrants and the affidavits would be signed and data. Everything would be like that. And he'd hand it to the preacher. And the preacher would have to open the door, just like I would have to open the door to my house. And then I'm going to come in and take the person because it's lawful. It's where we got away from the law is what I'm talking about here. And this whole idea that the common law is biblical law. Now, I mean, a lot of the morality of the men who wrote this, I got to believe these were some of the most moral men to ever exist on this planet. Because this is the essence of morality. This is do unto others, you have them to do unto you, justice for all. But it was they were the first violators. When the first church went and said, okay, government, we're going to enter into a commercial contract with you and become government agents. That's what you do. When you incorporate, you become a government agent. You become a part of the government. You operate under the government rules. You go into the admiralty. This is why, you know, like a church, you know, they go, the two men come up and, we want to get married in your church and kiss in your church in front of all your people, and you're going to perform the ceremony. Well, see, a church with a sovereign church without the 501c3 in the world of the people, in the world of the common law, they say, buzz off, buddy. You have no authority here. The only way that this church can be entered, or anybody can come into this church, is it better be through a filing, through, you know, for a damage done or a warrant or anything to even move anybody out of here. But to see a marriage is a religious ceremony. It had nothing to do with the government. The government could never establish a religion. It could have nothing to do with religion, is the point. So what happened is when all of these churches, either Benny's, I mean, they're pretty soon they got people like, you know, all these charlatans out there driving the limousines and what might have you, and everybody's rich and they're making tons of money. There's just all this money. But the churches were, they get the churches themselves as a covenant of people, they became nothing. They became weak. They became nothing. They became the property of the church. Because the church couldn't protect them, they couldn't protect the church. So then what it is, it's like, you know, two fags walk up and say, anything that's licensed in this United States under the Constitution and under their 14th Amendment they put in place, equal treatment under the law. This is what they've been doing. This is how they've been ripping it apart from the beginning. But, I mean, it's always trying to lay the blame over onto somebody else. It's because we need to take back over and have a theocracy and biblical law. Well, you guys are the first ones that did this. You guys are the ones that caused. You guys are the reason a preacher has to marry two queers. You guys are the ones. You accepted, you went and accepted the mammon that came along with that contract with the government. And once you become an agent of the government, you can't refuse nobody because of a religious belief. Because you're not a religious organization anymore. You're a government organization. You just become a government agent. And it's like refusing somebody. I mean, God, I mean, everything's so screwed up in this country. Like a driver's license. You can't refuse somebody a driver's license because of their fag, because they're fags. You can't do it. Because that has to do with religion and personal beliefs and all, and it has to do with the complete degeneration of this goddamn country. The point I'm trying to make here is, it has to be the Bill of Rights, people. I'm sorry. And the first violators, the first ones who violated that Bill of Rights, violated the first article. And it was the churches and the government that did it. And they were both, and the churches that did it were just as guilty as the dirty traitors in government that joined with the churches and contracted with them, because those contracts could never exist. You could not contract with the church. You took away the church's sovereignty. It wasn't a church anymore. It was like the DMV. So you got all these people out there believing, oh man, that Bill of Rights is what really, that's what's ruined this country. We need to get back under biblical law. What your problem was, you didn't stick with your biblical law in the beginning, which would have maintained your church, maintained your beliefs. And a church could tell anybody in that church, you have fallen away from our beliefs of this church. We are excommunicating you. You couldn't go to court and say, I'm not being treated, they excommunicated me because I believe this. It don't matter. It's personal belief. It was covered under the first article. The church's rules were the church's fucking rules. Just like the rules in your house are the rules in your house. All you've said is get out. It's like somebody comes in and starts, talking profanity in front of your children and your wife in your house. You have the right to say, get out. Go now, quick, for I have to hit you. I don't want to have to throw you through that door. Get out. And you have that every right under the common law. It's castle doctrine. It was like a home. That the churches were the ones that surrendered it. And they'll turn around and say, it's because of that bill. They used that Bill of Rights to get queers and the transvestites. No. They violated that Bill of Rights. That's how all that occurred. And that's something I want to make straight. The Bill of Rights, the way it is written, it protects everybody. It protects everybody's individual beliefs. And it protects everybody from everybody else's. From everybody else's. And sick beliefs. If that sick belief over there, you hate it and you despise it, protects you from it. Let them try and inflict it upon you. Anyways, I wanted to cover that. And religion defined. I mean, yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to say, these guys are saying that the common law is biblical law. I've read books, about the founding fathers and, the aristocratic founding fathers. And they make quotes about, it would be wise if the people elected Christians. But of course there could never be any kind of a religious test, but that was their admonition. Now, I don't know if that stuff's true or not, but I think maybe that's where they're getting, their ideas from.
Yeah, it's true. And there were states that said they would not adopt the Constitution if they were ever denied the right to elect. You see, saying that you have to do something and that you can't do something are two different things. If they were ever denied the right to elect Christians at will, then they would not sign on to it. And it all started out pretty damn moral. I mean, with the Bill of Rights in place the way it was, the people who wrote the Bill of Rights, you got to believe that. They're not lying to you when they tell you those people were Christians. They were good moral people. I'm just telling you what destroyed it.
Yeah. I was thinking too, that common law is biblical law. So they say is that. Which Bible? The Book of Mormon? I mean, I don't know. What I'm saying?
That's where it all falls apart, and that's what's killing us. Because, every time you start getting into these discussions about, because it all comes down to what happened to the moral fiber. What destroyed the moral fiber of this country?
Yeah.
The churches. They're guilty. Guilty. There are a few churches out there that aren't 501c3 that are real churches. And they're not guilty. And they still hold the right hand. They don't got to marry no fag if they don't want to. I guarantee you. But I'll tell you, by now, it's gone so far with the ones that have cooperated with the treason and the complete and the infiltration of these communists, these internationals, this filth, and the degeneration of our country to the point that just like the Indianapolis Baptist Church, when they tried to go away from the 501c3 and become a real church again, where they could just say, you know, we don't marry, we better keep the fags away from us. We don't. That is not a part of our belief, and we have a right to go inside this building and be with one another. And practice our beliefs with one another, talk our beliefs with one another, pray with one another, whatever we want, unhampered by somebody else. See, what it is somebody else forcing something onto you. It's not. It's everything's always turned around. It's a fag trying to force his way into your belief system and say, you're going to marry me because I'm just like you. And no, you're not. Because this is our belief system that we have a right to. We have a right to believe in our minds, to be at peace in our minds with our beliefs and our morality. But when they joined I want somebody to argue with me. When they joined that 501c3, when they joined, they got goodies. That's why all these assholes went for it. That's what happened to the country. They took where they couldn't take. For that's what they started doing first, the taxation. When they started taking people's, you know, taxing for indirect causes, when they built a standing army that had to be paid for, when they started doing all these things that they were, all they were hired to do actually was to make sure that this goddamn law stood, that the churches could remain sovereign, that the people could remain sovereign, that we could remain sovereign in our beliefs and our thoughts, as long as we're not bothering nobody else, unless we violate somebody else's rights. Now, see, this queer, he can't come over to your church. You're exercising your rights inside that building to your beliefs. Your beliefs say men don't do it with men. Okay? Just flat out. No, that's evil. That'd put to hell. Anybody in this church that go along with that, you're going to hell. And it did destroy my belief. You can't come in and insist that you have some kind of right to step into that and take control of it and change it. You don't. In a sovereign church, you don't. It's like coming into somebody's house and taking over. You couldn't do it. It was only when the churches of their own free, and I mean, after a while, after they got built the power structure enough joinder of church, you know, when you get into the charlatans like these sickos that they got out there that are running with Trump right now, when you get to that level of power, now then they started, it was just like everything, it was just like that income tax you always like to talk about, Katie. Oh, when it first started, it was voluntary. It was voluntary for the people who worked for the government. That's all it was ever going to be. But somewhere, somebody, the first one had to be the first one to go, yeah, I'm going to join with the government. I'm going to become a government agent and still pretend to be in the private world. And that first church had to do it. That first church had to accept that 501c3 for a bag of goodies. A good, honest preacher had to do it. He had to sign the paperwork. And signed his church over and made it a government agency. Now, once it's a government agency, then that queer comes over there and says, you perform marriage ceremonies here. I went over here to this other place that sells marriage licenses, a government agency. Marriage was never have nothing to do with the goddamn state. It wasn't about a contractual thing. It was a religious ceremony between a man and a woman forming a covenant for a family. But once the first churches went for it, because see, it was all about mammon, money. They got power for selling the people, for selling their own religion out. They joined with them. They became agents of the church. And then when he comes over and he's got his license that says he can get married, and you are a licensed because you were through the 501c3, that you are a licensed church. You're not a free church anymore. You cannot deny, it has to be equal service. You can't deny them because they're two fags, because they're two men. Well, that violates everything. Yeah, but you signed this contract saying that you you took the money, you took the contract, you took the power. Now you have to obey by the rules of the contract. So you got to marry the fags. And then just like the Indianapolis Baptist Church, you know, the people figure it out. That's what they'd figured out, you know. Said, well, we want away from this. By then, this monster had been built so big that it just went, well, we'll come. Well, even after you get you a good Republican in there, we'll come with the cats and the dozers and the guns and we'll take it. You will do what we tell you. But you know, that's why I have to say something about it. Biblical law. It was this very notion of a biblical law, and this whole idea that the common law is going to be run through biblical law, it just can't happen. I'm sorry, that is not risk. You cannot bring it into court. Otherwise, we stop working with facts again, and here we go again. We're finished. When you move away from the facts, you don't have law anymore. Period. It's like I talked about the Monkey Scopes trial. You know, when they come in, and this is when all this shit was really coming down, when the churches were going 501c3 and all this stuff, and then because the churches, once they got the churches, then that's where the schools were, and then the schools become public agencies. They become public agents, the teachers, and then now they're deciding what the curriculum is, what is going to be taught, because you've given them the authority through contract. Because it was the churches that let it go. Because it was the churches that protected the people from that were supposed to protect the people from that. So now you agree to these government churches, and you go and you pay for these government churches, enter into all these contracts. All the contracts are illegal, by the way. All of these contracts are illegal because the whole goddamn thing is illegal because of the Ninth Article. That's why I say this is the war for the Ninth Article, people. They could, what the church joined with that dirty, slimy fucking government over there and did, what the dirty, slimy preacher and the dirty, slimy politician joined and did was illegal because it dismissed the First Article. You just couldn't do it. You couldn't join the church, and you couldn't make the church an agent of the state or the state an agent of the church. But they did it anyway. That's why we're at where we are today. You know, like the guy, if the guy had a private business, I mean, he just goes out and he sets him up a fucking shop. He don't need permission from the government to do that. That's called free enterprise. That's what we were supposed to have in this country. He bakes wedding cakes. He's a religious man. He likes to bake, and his wife, they set him a little shop, man. They put him in a stove. But then you have him come in and say, well, we're going to regulate this, you see, because we formed a township here, and for your safety. And you know, that's why they put that general welfare clause in that constitution. They thought that this was their plan all along, but the anti-federalists seen it. That's where the Ninth Article would have shut it down. No, you're not. You're not going to come in and inspect my house. You're not going to come in and inspect my ovens. This is a private business. This belongs to me. It's my property. I'm not taking goodies from the government. I'm not giving goodies. I'm not trading favors with the government. I'm working for myself. I'm buying flour from Fred down the street, sugar from Joe down the other side of the street, and I'm making cakes and icing, and it's none of the government's business. But when they see, there's always the goodies. You know, the people that go in and that's how you get the income tax and everything. I mean, the guy down there, your employer that's taking that tax out of your goddamn check. You see, all of this comes through contractual goodies. But that's why the Ninth Article was put there, so that they couldn't bribe you. I mean, that's why it was unalienable, so it couldn't be taken away. Not through bribery. Not through duplicity. It could even get to the point to where it is today, and we can draw out that Ninth Article and say, it cannot be. The power cannot exist. It can all be shut down right now with the Ninth Article. And if these true Christians truly believed in what they, if they even understood what they were talking about, they'd have to be on your side, wouldn't they? They would have to tell you that the Ninth Article is what protected us from all of this, what was destroying, what has destroyed all the real churches. I mean, all the churches, not the real churches. I mean, there are a few, man, a handful, and they get crushed, they get burned, just like up at Mount Carmel. You don't go 501c3 if you're not a licensed, permissioned church by the government who can issue no license for a church without violating the First Article, which means they violated the Ninth Article and assumed an authority that can't exist. everybody. See, Mark talks about, you know, everybody having all of these different things they want. The reason all this shit happened, Mark, is because of the violation of the ninth. It could have never happened. The authority was not there. And it was the very people who are now who would, you know, say, well, you know, we're going to have to turn this into a theocracy and the world belongs to God and kill everybody else in the world. And they're going to be Christians or we'll kill them. You know, they get them into this guy, this thought process. But you put them in that process without pointing out that one little thing. It could have never been without your own freaking people doing it to you. It was the preacher in the church that destroyed your church, okay? The same preachers down there on the border right now aiding the invasion into your country. They are the ones. They went to look at the power they got. Look at the properties they own. Look at the power they wield. That was what not what no church was for. Anybody that's read the book knows better than that. They should know better than that. But they won't look at it. They won't look at that ninth article and say, well, actually, our churches should have never went that. How did our churches get in this? That's like I said, they want to look at the problem. They want to look at, God damn, what's this? The gunshots went clear or moral. How'd it get that way? How'd it get that way? Who done it? Who moved the chess pieces? Who moved the pieces on the board and made it happen? You can go right to your goddamn, to the pulpit, to the preacher. That's the one that did it. That's where it all started, was right there. You can't allow it. And I mean, there's going to be things you're not going to like in it in some places. But by God, it will protect you from it. It will protect your family from it. Your family, you can't be forced to associate with people you don't want to associate with. You can go to your church. You can worship as you please. You can conduct your life as you please. But see, it's gone so far the other way. They have to like, well, that freedom thing, that's destroyed all the morality. You know what destroyed the morality was your failure to actually hold to your own beliefs. It was that preacher that you put all your trust in, that you did, you instead of praying in your own closet and making the church within yourself, you let some charlatan make $1 zillion selling your ass out. And now you want to blame it on everybody else. You want to blame it on the only thing that those people tried to save your ass. That first article would have saved your ass. The first and the ninth. It never could have happened. No queer could have ever been married in any church. I guarantee it. That's what it says. Henry, yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? You know the people that says that, I mean, when they sit down and when they say that, man, and they say, well, that ninth article calls this and that, and we need to go to a theocracy. These are the psychopaths who just want to rule over people. That's all that it is.
Most of them are.
They want to dictate people's lives. That's all that it is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is, you got to remember, this is generational. And see, the people, there has been a lot of good people in the churches. Just wants the churches to deteriorate into shit. Okay, I wrote an article one time a long time ago when the church that I grew up next to, when the Californians came in and took it over. And I mean, I lambasted them. You know, what was once a simple house of worship, you've made a monument onto your own vanity. I mean, I tore them apart in it. And it's the truth of it. It became a money-making corporation. It's like what they've done with our forests. Everything we own, it has become incorporated. You know what it is? Industry. That's what it is. Do you know what? Just like everybody, do you want to worship the farmers? That's industry. You want to worship the ranchers? That's industry. You want to know what's wrong with the church? It's industry. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It is a part of that nasty goddamn thing that you swore would never get out of that 10-mile square. And people are pissed off and rightfully so, but they're looking at it the wrong way. They're not looking at it like how they see the problem. They see this goddamn filth coming at them. You know, pedophiles, you name it. It's here. It's filth. It's here. Been here for a long time. But how did it get here? You won't look back and see that. And then look at that Bill of Rights that I'm trying to tell you will save you. And look and see where did it get violated to allow the complete eraser of morality in this country to make it till there's no good church to go into because they're all teaching filth. You don't want to look at that part of it. The Bill of Rights is the only thing that will save this country. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1248 Pacific Time, and that was Expect No Mercy by Nazareth. We listened to there at the break, and don't expect no mercy. What I'm trying to get at here is, you know, the situation was created, And now the generationally, you've got these people that are thinking it's because the biblical laws weren't followed. That's why, you know, that's why the degeneration, why this all happened. But you were the institutions that allowed it. You're the ones that allowed one man to stand up in front of you and interpret the Bible for you. Isn't that what they were doing in Sanhedrin? Isn't that what the priests of Sanhedrin were doing? When all the corruption and knowledge, and what's the answer? Well, we need a theocracy. We need a religious state with the power to punish, the power to dictate the law from the Bible. And the Bible isn't, and because you got the Catholics, the Protestants, the Mormons, the Methodists, all of these things. Now see, once you get that power, who's going to fight among them about whose interpretation is going to be the law? This is the insanity of it all. That's why the first article was put there. Everybody was free to believe, and if the churches stayed sovereign, the people would stay moral. Because that's where the teaching, that's where the schools were. That's where my dad went to school, in a church that his grandfather built. That's where the school was. And that's how they moved the schools, and that's how they got the schooling over into the government realm of things. The teaching, any contact with the children. They weren't supposed to have any say over our children, our lives, our families, nothing. It was through the churches that it was done. And now what do we need to do? We need a theocracy. We need to go forth as Christian soldiers. 90% of those out there calling themselves Christians are the slime balls that are down there on the border aiding invasion into your country. And so you come as a handful of fanatics, and I mean, it's not going to be allowed. That Bill of Rights protected you. You let the Bill of Rights down. It didn't let you down. You let the Bill of Rights down. Why? Because you let somebody else do your thinking for you. You let somebody, instead of reading the Bible, the first time that the church went to do something that was out of the church's realm, which was a joinder with the government, you should have seen it. You should have known. You should have known that that's why the church was to be kept away from the government, so the government couldn't corrupt the church. And as soon as you've seen that guy, Pope, we're going to start telling you, maybe you ought to vote this way and get involved in these elections and this political stuff. No, 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 no. That was just for a handful of lackeys that were supposed to bring everybody together to protect our self-governance, to protect exactly what they were fixing to destroy. And you went along with it. Well, he said, and man, he's the preacher. I mean, he's ordained. Somebody tapped him on the head with something, said he knows more about, he can read and writes and interprets better than me. I guess better go along with it. And you did. You're guilty, 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 guilty. And then you turn around and we say, we got to have the Bill of Rights back. Our Bill of Rights has been removed. We're slaves. We're all slaves. You're slaves. You can sit out there and think anything you want. They can tell you because you still got your gun, Jane Slave. Well, it feels like slavery to me. Asset forfeiture feels like slavery to me. The fact that you're not even secure in your own home, you can't walk down your own goddamn streets, and the fact that they're bringing foreigners in and handing your land over to them with zero authority, I don't feel like I'm the sovereign of this country. You don't want your personal beliefs. You don't want your personal beliefs back. I hate to get into religion because I do know religion. Pray in your closet. You know, the church, the true churches in the end will be few and far in between, okay? The rest will be joined, and they have adjoined. But you would turn your back on the goddamn patriots that would go out there and fight and take them, that Bill of Rights back in a second. It's because, like I said, how many dirty, slimy poodle fuckers have been made president in this country? God bless us, and God bless our country. God loves our country. God. And you just sit there, he's up there saying God. That must be, are you that ignorant? You don't want the guns all pointed in the same, pointed in all the directions? You're the ones causing it. That first article guarantees you and your family, and if you want to have you a church, if you want to, it's like teaching your children this homeschooling idea, and the government's going to send you your curriculum. Where did that come from? Where did they get that? Everybody hates the end result, but nobody wants to look back and see how it happened. That was because the churches joined with the government. The churches were where the children were taught, in the homes and in the churches. And they hired the communities hired teachers that were of their faith and their beliefs, and there was nothing taught in them schools but what them parents wanted taught it in them schools, because they did the hiring and the firing. They could excommunicate the teacher if they went teaching from their beliefs. You're too few, and you're wrong-minded. And it's a damn shame that it has to go down this way, but I don't see how it's going to go down any other way, because they're going to give an inch on this, and it suits me right down to the fucking ground. And we'll just have to, I guess, everybody who just cannot go along with what they cannot admit to their own wrongdoings and the fact that they participated in it, and it was their righteous people who were the ones that fucked us all and left the most of us in goddamn poverty, because through the dirty church and all this other shit, this is how the lands were distributed. This is how the wealth of this land was distributed. This is how the classes were built. The lower, poorer classes that are going to be the multitudes are going to rise up. They're going to rise up. They're not going to rise up because queers are getting married in the goddamn church. They're going to rise up because they have lost their rights. They have lost all security in their persons. They cannot have no peace of mind or body. They can't be left alone. And now you're joining the people that don't want to leave us alone. Well, it's your call. I guess that's what the bottom line here is. It's your call. You think you can force your belief on me? You think that you can form a theocracy where the first article to my Bill of Rights says there can be no theocracy? That's why there couldn't be no theocracy. Because government is corruption. You make it a religious government, it'll be a corrupt religious government. What do you got? You got the goddamn Catholics. How many wars? How many people have been killed over just the goddamn different interpretations? They love this shit. But when you break it down to the individual, and the individual has the right to believe what they want to believe, and the next guy does, you can't force your beliefs in me. I can't force mine on, but you can sure as hell live your life like you want to. You can raise your children like you want to. You can teach your children what you want to teach them. You can make them into the same person you are. That was your right. That's what that wonderful, the greatest document ever written on this planet is, that Bill of Rights. And you spit on it. You do everything you can to push it aside because you fucked up. That's the bottom line. You fucked up. You were the first to fuck up. And then all followed suit because, boy, the great men, when they seen what came along, all the goodies that came along with joining with the government. Well, everybody went for it. It was all illegal. It's all illegal today. The ninth article says none of it can exist. All you got to do is enforce it. But that's not what you want. Because now you've had generations of saying, yeah, it's just as, you know, that we've been corrupted. The communists have come in here and used that Bill of Rights. No, the communists didn't. Well, kind of they did. I guess the aristocracy used that Bill of Rights. The fact that you would violate it, church. The fact that you preacher, you would go over there and sign on a contract and become a government agent. I guess in that way that was used to get their way, to fuck the rest of us. But to stand up like you're righteous and like stand up in our faces like you're righteous when I know better, when I can read and write, I know exactly what happened. And so do you. Stand back and look at it. Try now, after what I've told you, try to deny it. Where did it come from? The churches. Right from the pulpit. That's exactly where it came from. Gun control advocates marching 50 miles to Smith & Wesson headquarters. This is about that hog. And see, we got the communists coming at us full bore. And boy, everything that you could divide a country in, they have laid on us. Race, age, gender, religion. And boy, they love that religion because they can really work the division in that because they control it. Because they're all corporate. That's government religion. They control it. That's why they can cause such friction between people. Whereas if there's a Catholic person over here exercising their religion on their own property, doing their own frickin' thing, and they're not bothering you, they're not trying to force you to believe like they believe. And then over here you got a Protestant, a community or a people or what might have you at home, a group of homes, and they got their church and they're doing their own thing. They're not trying to force it on one another. There's no friction. But when how does the friction get there? Oh, it's when the goodies are held out. You do this over here, man. You do this dirty deed. It's just like they've done us as individuals. You cause a rub this way against this person here or against this religion over here. You cause rubs between them, and you get those people to hating each other who really don't have nothing to do with each other. They don't believe the same, but they're free to believe what they want, and everybody gets to live free and do what they want to do as long as they're not bothering nobody else. But they make you bother each other. They'll give the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has come out and said homosexuality is acceptable. Oh, and then that's the devil. It's at work. It's the devil. All right. It's the government devil. And it consists of priests and preachers and these churches that have joined with they were warned not to. They violated the first article of that Bill of Rights. It's the violation of the first article of the Bill of Rights that has destroyed the morality in this country, not the people. It was the churches. It took institutions. It took groups to do this. It took cliques. And they did it for money and power. They got the money and power as this country was distributed across this. Okay, Catholic Church. Yeah, you take on this doctrine here. It's going to rub the Protestants the wrong way, and it's going to cause some friction. But hey, you know what? You're going to get this grants of land over here. You're going to get, and your people are going to get, you know, we'll give you this big grant. You guys can sell it off this way, and you can be more powerful, because you didn't stay as individuals. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, you fucking fools. So go ahead and join your cliques. Get your goddamn plan together and let's fucking go. Let's do this thing. But I wanted to make sure you understood that Bill of Rights that you've been taught. You see, this is what they wanted all along. This is what they've worked at. This is what they sold out for. To teach you that freedom is a bad thing. Better these control. You got to have some kind of a controlling mechanism. It's a good one because it's going to be biblical law. Who's going to be interpreting? Who's going to be interpreting? And then who's going to be trading off favors and land and power for different interpretations to become the law that rules your fucking life right down to the misery you're in today? Tell me that. Think about that long and hard. And that'll give you something to do this weekend. And that's the best we can do for today. And that is the word from the trenches.
Cookies!
Done all I can do.
Cookies!